Good afternoon, everyone. I am Tanjim Hossain. I am currently doing my master's in Plant and Soil Science Department at Texas Tech University. Today, I am going to present on chemical and structural properties of cotton fiber base and associated seed coat. We know that cotton is the most abundant natural fiber, which accounts for almost 26% of world's fiber consumption, and the demand for better quality of cotton fiber is increasing day by day among the consumers. But the trash component that are present in a bale of cotton fiber has significant impact on cotton fiber quality. There could be different kinds of trash such as stem, hull, bark, nymphs, leaves and seed coat fragments. Among these trash components, removing seed coat fragment is more difficult comparing others because of the strong attachment between cotton fibers and the cotton seed. So what is seed coat fragment? Seed coat fragments are the part of seed coat which originate from the broken surface of the mature and immature seed. So in this picture, this is the seed coat fragment, and here fibers are attached with the seed coat fragment. And seed coat breaks due to a weakened area of the seed coat during the ginning process when you try to separate the cotton fibers from the cotton seed. It also can be generated due to the mechanical damage during the ginning process. Seed coat fragments with fibers attached are the least cleanable impurities in cotton. It creates several negative problems for textile industry. For example, nests are one of the primary sources of yarn imperfection. And this is the picture of fiber nest, which means the entanglement of cotton fiber. And it has been found that almost 13 to 27% of all types of nests contain seed coat fragment. Besides that, the morphology of cotton fiber nests and the morphology of cotton fiber are different from each other. Therefore, after the dyeing process, the color of seed coat fragment nests and the color of cotton fabric, it will be different like this. And this difference will hamper the aesthetic look of the cotton fabric. Moreover, the presence of seed coat fragment will create several weak points in the yarn structure. Therefore, yarn will be weak and during the yarn production, there will be lots of inch down and it will hamper or slow down the yarn production. This is the survey report of International Textile Manufacturers Federation for seed coat fragment. And according to this report, at 2016, almost 32% of all cotton evaluated was contaminated with seed coat fragment. And from this report, you can see that in the previous years, the contamination percentage was higher than this. Seed coat fragments are mainly composed of cellulose, hemicellulose, pentose, wax, protein, and some other components. Lignin is the second major component of seed coat fragment. Almost 25% is lignin in a seed coat fragment. And lignin is mainly responsible for the complex chemical structure of cotton seed coat. It makes the seed coat fragment very hard. And in the seed coat fragment structure, there are five different layers. The first layer is epidermal layer. This is the epidermal layer of cotton seed coat. Cotton fibers are attached at the epidermal layer. The second layer is outer pigment layer. And the third and very tiny layer of cotton seed coat is colorless layer. After that, the biggest layer of cotton seed coat, it is pellucid layer. So from this area to this area is pellucid layer of cotton seed coat. And pellucid layer is mainly responsible for almost 75 to 80% of seed coat fragment contamination. The last layer of cotton seed coat is inner pigment layer, which is there are several factors that are responsible for generating different amounts of seed coat fragment. One of the biggest factors is cotton cultivar. The amount of seed coat fragment can vary up to 50% based on the cotton cultivar because some cotton cultivar has very strong attachment between cotton fibers and the cotton seed. In that case, during the ginning process, more force is required to separate the fibers from the cotton seed. And due to the mechanical damage, that cultivar generates more seed coat fragment. On the other hand, if the attachment between cotton fibers and the cotton seed is weak, in that case, less force is required to separate them, and that cultivar generates less amount of seed coat fragment. And beside cotton cultivar, environmental condition, fungi activities, harvesting method, ginning parameters, these also play important role for generating different amount of seed coat fragment. As the cotton cultivar is playing one of the major role for generating different amounts of seed coat fragment, therefore the objective of this research is to investigate the chemical composition and distribution of chemical composition of cotton fiber and associated seed coat to determine whether they have any impact for generating different amounts of seed coat fragments based on the cotton cultivar. For this experiment, samples were selected from an ongoing research project of Texas Tech University. Different cotton cultivars were grown at Texas Tech University Quaker Farm in 2016. And all the cotton cultivars were grown in same condition to minimize the effect of environment. After that, steeper harvesting method was used to collect the cotton fiber. Then ginning was done by using a tensor gin machine, and ginning parameters were same for all the cotton cultivars. And finally, we measured the amount of silkworm fragment from these cotton cultivars. And we selected two cotton cultivars based on the number of silkworm fragment. One cultivar generated highest amount of silkworm fragment, and another cultivar generated the lowest amount of silkworm fragment. So here, cultivar E213, it produced 4 silkworm fragment per gram, which was lowest. And cultivar 1120, it produced 31 silkworm fragment per gram, which was almost 8 times higher than cultivar 213, and it produced the highest amount of silkworm fragment. Then we tried to find out the chemical differences between both cotton cultivars for generating different amounts of silkworm fragment. At first, we investigated the chemical composition of the cotton seed coat. The first picture is the cotton seed after the ginning process, and we can see that linters are attached with the cotton seed, and these linters will manipulate the spectra of cotton seed coat. Therefore, we had to remove these linters by using acid delinting process. And for the acid delinting, at first, seeds were weighted in 20% sulfuric acid. Then these seeds were dried in a rotating drum where heat was applied. After that, we treated this seed with sodium carbonate to neutralize the seed. And finally, we washed this seed to remove the residue. And the next picture is after the delinting process. And you can see that no linters are attached with the cotton seed. After that, we crushed the cotton seed and we separated the outer portion of the cotton seed coat. Then we collected FTIR spectra by using Fourier transformified spectroscopy from the outer portion of the cotton seed coat. For each cotton cultivar, we collected total 30 spectra from 30 individual delinted cotton seed coat. After that, we did cryosectioning of the cotton seed coat to prepare a thin and uniform section of the cotton seed coat for FTIR imaging. And during the cryosectioning process, we used optimal cutting temperature compound, which worked as a sample embedding medium. And during the cryosectioning process, the temperature of the cutting blade was minus 15 degrees Celsius, and the temperature of the sample holder was minus 13 degrees Celsius. And after the cryosectioning process, we prepared 8 micrometer thin section for FTIR imaging. And we collected the image in transplectance mode. After each imaging of cotton seed coat section, we found one visual image of cotton seed coat section like this, and one average observance image of cotton seed coat section like this. And in the average observance image, there are different pixels. We can select any pixel to find a spectrum. And in that spectrum, there are different peaks which will tell us what functional groups are present in that particular location. For example, here we selected the pixel 2, and based on that, we found this spectrum. These are the peaks from that we can say what functional groups are present in the pixel 2. And in this spectrum, we can select any peak area of one functional group, which functional group we are interested about. For example, here we selected the peak area of wax substances. And based on that, the process gave us this K-map of wax. K-map will tell us how that functional group is distributed in the selected area of the sample. And in the K-map, the red color indicates the highest concentration. So from this K-map image of wax, we can say that in this silkworm section, in the red mark area, the concentration of wax is highest. And we used this K-map technique for the data analysis. At first, we put two spectra of cotton seed coat from both cotton cultivar as a representative. And in this spectra, the two peaks, 2918 and 2850, are originated from wax substances. The peak at 1717 is originated from hemicellulose. The peak at 1623 could be originated from pectin. And the peak at 1513 is originated from lignin. And from each cotton cultivar, we collected total 30 spectra. That means from both cotton cultivar, we collected total 60 spectra. And it was not possible to compare this spectra one by one. Therefore, we did principal component analysis. And here is the result of PCA. We found clear separation based on the cotton cultivar, which means the spectra for both cotton cultivars, they are different from each other. And to find out the differences in differences in distribution of functional groups, we did FTIR imaging. And here are the images of cotton seed coat section for both cotton cultivars. For cultivar A1C, this is the visual image of a citrus section, and this is the average absorbance image. And for cultivar A120, this is the visual image of cotton citrus section, and this is the average absorbance image of that section. After that, we did caving clustering of these ActiAir images. The purpose of doing caving clustering is to find out different layers that are present in the citrus section. So after the caving clustering for cultivar A2N3, we found three different layers:
epidermal layer, pigment layer, and palisade layer. And for cultivar A1120, we also found three different layers: epidermal layer, pigment layer, and palisade layer.
Then we collected one average spectrum from each layer, and we compared the average spectrum with the same layer of another cotton cultivar to find out the spectral differences based on the cotton cultivar. Here we compared the average spectrum for epidermal layer, pigment layer, and palisade layer between both cotton cultivars. The black color indicates cultivar A2N3, and red color indicates cultivar 1120. And after the comparison, we found spectral differences in four functional groups. And these four functional groups are originated from wax substances, hemicellulose, pectin, and lignin. Then we tried to find out the differences in distribution for these four functional groups between both cotton cultivars. For that, we compared the KEMAP for these four functional groups. So here are the comparisons for these four functional groups. The first column is for cultivar A2N3, which produced the lowest amount of citrus fragments, and this is for cultivar A1120, which produced the highest amount of citrus fragments. And in the KEMAP, we know that the red color indicates the highest concentration. So if we compare, we can see that the red color is highly distributed in cultivar 1120 for wax, hemicellulose, pectin, and lignin. So from here, we can assume that the concentration of wax, hemicellulose, pectin, and lignin are high in cultivar 1120 than cultivar A2N3. From here, we can conclude that higher concentration of wax, hemicellulose, pectin, and lignin are mainly responsible for giving more attachment between cotton fibers and the cotton seed. Therefore, during the ginning process, more force is required to separate the cotton fibers from the cotton seed. And due to the mechanical damage, cultivar 1120 produced more citrus fragment than cultivar A2N3. These are some references I used for different information and some chart. And this project is funded by Cotton Incorporated, Texas State Support Committee, and Texas State Graduate School. And finally, I want to thank my supervisor, Dr. Abidi, and my colleague, Dr. Sumida, for helping me with this project. And thank you, everyone, for listening to me. And I'd be happy to answer any question. Thank you.